Welcome to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Loose Customs, a division of J. Walton Automotive, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Driver's Den, Indian Motorcycle of Albuquerque, Bobby J's Yamaha, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Your host, David Swope, will be talking about events happening around the state and on the national scene, whether it's got two wheels or four wheels, pavement and off-road racing, or park and shine. If you are into it, we are into it. Call now, 994-1017. That's 994-1017 to get into all the action. Now, here's your host, David Swope.
Good morning. It's Saturday morning. That means it's time for the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. I'm your host, David Swope, and we'll be talking about automotive and related motorsports activities around the state and on the national scene each and every week. We invite you to get involved by calling 994-1017, that's 994-1017, and get into the action. Whether it has two wheels or four, asphalt or dirt track racing, off-road or park and shine, we'll be talking about it. This is New Mexico's only show devoted to motorsports-related activities with a full hour here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. And right off the bat, we're gonna go out to Daytona and catch up with Go Fast Racing owner Archie St. Hilaire. How you doing this morning, Archie?
Doing great. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. So, you know, it's another Daytona weekend. You kick off with the Super Bowl, the Daytona 500, and then you come back with a big July show. What, as a team owner, do you get just as excited and you get all those butterflies and stuff in your stomach as you get ready to tackle Daytona?
Yeah, definitely. You know, as a small team, you know, there's being independent, there's not a lot of times that we can run up front, and here's one of the few places that we can. You know, we kind of look forward to the six races, the four speedways, and the two road courses, because being a small independent team, it's tough to compete with the big boys, but at these tracks, everybody's even with the drafting. As you saw last night, it can get crazy at these places, so we're looking forward to a great race tonight, and it's hot and steamy out here, I can tell you that. So it should be fun.
Yeah, the level of humidity, because rain always plays into causing havoc for the July running. But you mentioned you know, kind of the different types of tracks and kind of the leveling of the restrictor plate and the road course. I mean, of course, Patrick Carpentier, road course specialist, you work with him. But Bobby Labonte, you know, I mean, the legend. I mean, it's hard to not, you know, have a legend before that. Bobby Labonte, when he's in a restrictor plate race, he has just as much chance as anybody. Talk a little bit about working with Bobby on these restrictor plate races.
You know, Bobby's a great guy. A couple of years ago, we had Terry. Terry retired, and we filled the seat with Bobby, and he does a great job. Both of them are so super to work with, easygoing. You know, when Terry was here, he was at the end of his career. Bobby, you know, he's winding down too, but just great guys. They know what they've, I think Bobby's, I want to say it's his 48th time at Daytona, somewhere around there. I saw it the other day. I mean, plenty of time, plenty of experience. So, he knows what's got to be done. You know, you can get caught last year, for instance, in July. We got caught in lap two. Somebody had a little mishap and we got caught in that. So you can run at the front, which we did the year before with Terry and finish ninth. Or you can get caught up in something early and be out early. So like we were last year and ended up being 40th or something. So, but we're going to sit back and let things hash out. And then, you know, with 50 laps to go, we'll turn it on and see where we end up and cross our fingers we get through some of these messes that I'm assuming will be there again tonight.
Absolutely. So, when you think about the longevity of a career, and, you know, I mean, Bobby and Terry, of course, you know, both, you know, great careers. Not having to run a full schedule probably helps, you know, kind of elongate that. I mean, how long could we be seeing, you know, Bobby maybe come and do these one-off races for the restrictor plate races?
Well, you never know. I mean, I think Bobby's 50, and Terry went till he was like 57, and right. Was still competitive at 57. So I think there's a few years left for sure. You know, I don't, when you're only running four races, it's easy to get excited. Bobby's in great shape. I mean, he's a bicyclist, every day and has a pretty good workout regimen. So he's probably in the shape of a 30-year-old guy. So I think he could be around, you know, for a while.
Absolutely. That's fantastic. Smaller team, but you're running a full season this year, 2016. But you're doing it with basically a group of drivers. How does the chemistry with the crew and the different drivers go, does it create more challenges than it does with some of the other teams, or is this just the way GoFast does business?
Well, you know, it does. It is a challenge. There's no doubt about it. But kind of the way I formed this team and this charter has helped us out is there's really not a lot of avenues for a young, you know, developing driver to move up into this series. So we kind of like giving these kids a chance. And, you know, we got Jeffrey in there who's young and still working his way through the system. We've had Jeb Burton, Joey Gase, those guys. So we really kind of like that format. It doesn't help us in points any, don't get me wrong, because the chemistry, it is tough on the chemistry having, four or five drivers in the car all year. Yeah. I mean, we've got Boris coming back at Watkins Glen, so we have some veterans mixed in there, but I really like the concept of it. It's just, it's tough, it's tough with a charter system to stay up there in points, but I kind of like it that way. I mean, it's worked so far. So we'll see. I mean, we're looking at a couple different avenues for 2017. Not sure where we'll land yet, but we're looking. But I personally enjoy it. It's a little bit tough on the crew, but they kind of like it too. They see some of these guys are total different personalities. You work with them; they're great guys, and it's great to see a family or a driver come into the Cup Series. And see, you know, this is the highest level of motorsports. There's only 40 guys in the world doing this, so they get pretty excited about being out there. Race with Kyle Busch, Jimmy Johnson, and right. Carl Edwards, and the rest of them. So pretty exciting for those guys, and exciting for me to see that because I'm a family guy, and to see my children grow up and these guys have their kids doing the same thing, chasing their dream, it's kind of exciting. So I do like it, but it is a challenge. There's no doubt about that.
Well, and also having the opportunity to work with Jeffrey Earnhardt and have Can-Am's involvement, what a great way to kick off the beginning of the season with the that Can-Am presentation at Daytona. What is it like to work with the variety of, I mean, you've got, from veteran drivers to even, Joey Gase and Jeb Burton who are, trying to find their way into getting, maybe a more permanent seat. There's probably a lot of enthusiasm that comes with that and the added benefit of, different people that, they have their own fan base. Becoming more and more familiar with Go Fast Racing.
Yeah, no, it's exciting. These guys really like what they do, and we haven't run into anybody that we haven't thought very highly of as a person and as a driver. I mean, these guys are very enthusiastic. Jeffrey's a great kid. We had him, years ago in Nationwide Series. And he was a little bit immature then, but he's really matured and he's doing a great job. Can-Am has been super with us. They've really come on board and helped us out. Jeffrey's doing commercials. I was watching the Xfinity race last night and saw one of the commercials on a Spyder, motorcycle. And, I think he's helped them out marketing wise. I mean, they're a Canadian company really trying to put a blast in, and they've, they sponsored the twin races at Daytona in February, and they're also sponsoring the Phoenix race in the fall and the chase. So they really stepped up their game in the NASCAR. So we're proud to be partners of them, and they're all great people over there at Can-Am.
Archie, how did you get started in NASCAR? I mean, didn't you just wake up one day and say, I want to start a NASCAR team, or is that exactly how it started?
Not really. I raced myself up in the Northeast when I was younger. Stopped when I was about 25 and had two children. The two kids grew up, and the wife and I kind of looked at each other and said, okay, what are we going to do now? So, she started doing a little bit of traveling here and there, and I got hooked up in the K&N series 1 year and then moved up to Nationwide Series. We bought some points from Roush and then moved up, and we liked the Ford end of things, and then the opportunity came available to be involved in the Sprint Cup team. So we said, well, let's jump in it. I think everybody comes to Mooresville with the ultimate goal of being at the top. So we said, well, let's get to the top, let's start a Sprint Cup team. And once you get up there, going from truck to Xfinity is one thing, but going from Xfinity to Cup is like a mountain climb. It's not easy, but we enjoy doing it. We kind of know what we're doing now. We just need to improve the program a little bit, but it's, as I tell people, it's nothing money can't fix. We just need a little bit more sponsorship and money buys speed in this business, a little bit more engineering and things like that will definitely help us out as we move forward. But we really like what we're doing, and NASCAR with this new charter system has been advantageous to us. So we look forward to finishing this year and going into 17.
That's fantastic. Hey, Archie, I really appreciate you joining this morning. I wish you the best of the luck this evening at the Daytona Coke Zero 400.
Thank you. Cross your fingers. You never know what can happen at Daytona, as you'll see tonight.
Awesome. Looking forward to it. Thank you very much.
All right.
That was Archie St. Hilaire joining us, and he was the he is the owner of Go Fast Racing, and so you can check them out tonight when the Sprint Cup tackles Daytona. But I want to invite you right now. We have an opportunity for two tickets to go out to the Albuquerque Dragway, and so it's you know, first caller, give us a call. We'll have those tickets available over at Yearwood on the west side, so give us a call, 994-1017. 994-107 if you're interested in those tickets. There is so much going on. It's absolutely insane this weekend. I hope that you know, you guys are going to do a lot, go out and get with your family. So it's a great opportunity to go out to the drag strip. So give us a call, 994-107, 994-107. Next caller for two tickets to the Firecracker Nationals. Also going on is a Pork and Brew. Is going out here in Rio Rancho, and so you want to go check that out. We're going to head out a little later today. Want to go out there and see Pepper, of course, you know. You want to stop by and see Pepper's Barbecue. Fantastic. Daniel Pepper Morgan does a fantastic job, so maybe you want to check that out. Or you can always go to the soccer game. Got the soccer game going on this afternoon as well out at the University Soccer Stadium. And the Albuquerque Soul are going to be playing the Las Vegas Mobsters. So a whole lot going on. But we got a lot more coming on, coming up, including on the other side, we're going to catch up with Ernie Irvin. That's right, Ernie Irvin, former driver for NASCAR. We're going to catch up with him, see what he's been up to. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Jeff Blood from USA Today Sports, and you're listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report with David Swope on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
It's hot, but we've got the coolest savings on select jacuzzi and cow spas during the 4th of July hot tub sale. Save $500 up to $2,000 on a great selection of the top two names in hot tubs, cow spas and jacuzzi. With easy financing, free delivery, and statewide setup, now's the time to buy. Choose the size you want and save thousands, but hurry. Sale ends July 31st. Two showroom locations, Cottonwood Mall, lower level next to Macy's, or 1460 Renaissance Boulevard across from Sam's Club. Call 248-2460.
Nestled in the heart of beautiful Paradise Hills, more than a golf course with great conditions, it's Desert Greens, a stellar destination for delicious food, great drinks, friendly atmosphere, and outstanding service. Monday through Friday, 11 to 1, get your green tea, cart, warm-up bucket, and a hot dog, all for just $33. It's Desert Greens, live bands every Friday night and patio grilling on Saturday and Sunday afternoon. Put your golf shoes on or your dancing shoes. Either way, we'll see you at Desert Greens. DesertGreensGolfCourse.com, 898-7001.
Janice Lucero from MVD Express. And that would be the parent of a teenage soon-to-be driver. Thanks to MVD Express, one part that isn't scary is the graduated licensing. From the written test through the three Ps, permit, provisional, and permanent licenses, MVD Express makes the process easy. So take some of the drama out of teen driving. Some of it.
MVD Express, you can get done, get done.
Not all MVD stores are created equal. Look for the big green sign. 11 locations, including Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Alameda, and Los Lunas.
Need a new set of Firestone tires? Visit your locally owned tire pros dealer, JJ's Premier Tire and Services, for the best deals around. Right now, purchase a set of four eligible Firestone tires and get a $60 Firestone Visa prepaid card by mail. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. JJ's Premier Tire and Services at San Antonio and Wyoming. Stop by today, online at PremierTire1.com.
Offer valid through July 4th. Card expires. Prepaid card is issued by the Bancorp Bank. Member FDIC, pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. and may be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted.
The Brian Urlacher Inaugural Banquet and Golf Tournament was a tremendous success.
This is some of the business people around town, so it's been a good time.
We partnered up with ESPN Radio 101.7, the first one I've lent my name to.
The Brian Urlacher Inaugural Banquet and Golf Tournament to benefit Salvation Army was a sold-out event, thanks to the participants and sponsors.
I got a chance to meet people I'd never met before, and I like doing that.
Thanks to Wagner Law Firm, Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, the Salvation Army, JPR Decorative Gravel, JJ's Premier Tire and Service.
I hate my job,
but I don't mind getting up in the morning.
I dread each day,
but I can't wait to get out of bed.
You ask me why,
and what I'll say to you is true. Well, you can get breakfast tacos at Rudy's Barbecue. Scrambled eggs and brisket, they ain't fooling around. Sausage wraps, son, they're the best in town.
Barbecue for breakfast, yes, it's true.
Put a smile on your morning at Rudy's Barbecue.
Next to
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Loose Customs, a division of J. Walton Automotive, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Driver's Den, Indian Motorcycle of Albuquerque, Bobby J's Yamaha, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right. Welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Hey, 4th of July weekend's all about fireworks, barbecue, family, and friends, and celebrating the brave men and women who defend our freedom. It also features one of the most exciting races on the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series, the Coke Zero 400. And joining the show right now is Ryan Rocketman Newman, a member of the Coca-Cola Racing family and driver of the number 31 Caterpillar Granger WIX Filter Chevrolet. How are you doing this morning, Ryan?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. So, another Daytona, and of course, another race at Daytona, another, you know, day of weather that's always making it interesting. I was just curious. I mean, with winning the Daytona 500, you now always have that. How does it feel to always be announced as a winner of the Daytona 500?
Well, it's definitely an honor. So it was an honor to achieve it in 2008, and when you win that race, you become a champion. So it was definitely something that I was, one of my personal goals in life was to win that race, as well as a championship and a lot of other races. But at the same time, it's once you achieve it, it's kind of like that feather in your cap, and you carry it with you, and people have a different perspective of you, even though you're the same person.
Well, 29 starts at Daytona with the, of course, the Daytona 500, and then the July race, the Coke Zero 400. What's it like to actually prepare for a restrictor plate race separately than it is, you know, some of the other races on the schedule?
Well, it's more of a mental preparation than it is a physical preparation. But you know, I could say that, I guess, about the other racetracks too. You have to be mentally prepared. I've always said it's easier to beat yourself than it is to have the competition beat you. So just going out there and doing your job and putting yourself in the right position is probably more difficult at a restrictor plate track than it is at the other racetracks.
Well, last year the July race ended actually with your teammate on his roof. Very exciting finish and kind of a scary finish. What was that like within the team to experience that and to when you realized that Austin was okay? What was it like to be involved in that race and that experience?
I didn't even know that it happened until I got on the backstretch. But yeah, it was not an ideal situation by any means. Obviously connected through RCR with Richard Childress, and that being, you know, Austin being his grandson, so it hit our shop probably a little bit more so than a lot of other race shops. But on one hand, you're thankful that somebody like that lived through that, but on the other hand, you want to keep that situation from happening again. This isn't like a natural disaster, right? So we kind of created this storm, so to speak. So we have to go out there and make sure that we can keep the race cars on the ground, not just for ourselves as drivers, but for the fans, more importantly, probably. There's debris that reaches up into the grandstands and can affect a lot of families' lives, not just one.
Absolutely, and it was great to see that it was okay, a testament to how safe these cars have actually gotten. I was also curious, I mean, involved in one of the greatest finishes in 2014 with you pushing Kevin Harvick right to the end. I mean, you used to drive a, you know, Camping World truck for Kevin. What was it like, to have gone through that new chase format, start in Miami and have a shot actually, and to be right there at the end of the race? What was it like to experience that?
Well, it was it's one of those close but no cigars type deals. So I mean, we had a heck of a run at it. We came in as the underdog and fell one position short from the guy that led the most laps. And,
right.
You know, I think the most races and everything else throughout the season. So we gave it a valiant effort and have no regrets about it. But at the same time, it gives you just enough. It's like smelling the cotton candy, right? You can smell it, but you can't taste it, and you want to come back and make sure that you can get a piece of it the next time.
Absolutely. Well, and talk about sweet things, of course, your involvement with the Coca-Cola family. Talk a little bit about your involvement with the Share a Coke and a Song campaign.
cool campaign that they have. There's over 70 different unique lyrics out there in the Coca-Cola packaging, and there's really one for everyone. Personally, I'm a big fan of the Lee Greenwood, I'm Proud to Be an American, which ties into this week, especially with the 4th of July weekend, the Coke Zero 400 and the USO. Coca-Cola is all supporting their campaign to connect, which is the USO's, by encouraging fans to share a message of gratitude to service members and their families. And the goal is to send 1 million messages, and you can go on as a fan or just anybody in general to USO.org/Coke. And share a message of your personal connection to service members and their families, and just give thanks this holiday weekend. So, you know, we enjoy the holidays, we enjoy fireworks, we enjoy ice coke and all the music that goes in the background. But you know, this is a great way for a company like Coke to kind of tie it all together and give thanks.
Well, and you've had a tremendous career, raced for some very iconic owners. I mean, Richard Childress, I mean, it doesn't get much more iconic than that, but starting your career with Penske, and of course your close relationship with Tony Stewart, what were your thoughts in regards to Tony's victory at Sonoma last week?
I mean, he's a previous owner of mine, and I as much as I did want to see him win because it took a place in the chase, it was a really good race, and hard-fought battle at the end, and that's what you want to see as a fan.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was my understanding that you guys used to go out and race some sprint cars in between some of your cup races. I just wanted to ask you, I wanted to substantiate that you'd actually come to New Mexico and down in El Paso and raced sprint cars in the state. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I've never raced down there, but I do race the Wheeler Modified three times throughout the year. I'll race the Silver Crown Card IRP. And
awesome.
Used to do a little bit more with dirt late models and things like that, but more often than not now with the wife and kids, I spend a little more time with them and a little less time racing. We spend 38 weeks a year doing what we do with the Sprint Cup Series. So he'll do a little bit, I'll do a little bit, but not very often do our paths cross.
So I want to talk a little bit about 13th in points right now, 402 points. Just 2 points ahead of Austin Dillon, your other teammate Paul Menard, kind of on the outside. How are things looking for 2016? You have any particular moments you want to share so far from the season?
Well, it's been a little bit of a tough start to the season. We just didn't have the results, and really had some decent runs, but just didn't have the results to share for it. So. We have been building on that and got ourselves to 13 in the points, and we're in a chase position right now, but our goal is to win. I mean, you have to win to be a contender. We made ourselves a contender without winning in 2014, and had we won the championship, we would have had to win. So it just goes to show you that you pretty much have to be a winner. You can put yourself in position, but in order to reach the ultimate championship goal, you have to win multiple races, in my opinion.
Yeah, and you've also had the distinction of actually driving for all the major manufacturers with Ford and Dodge and Chevrolet. Not Toyota yet, but Toyota finally got their first Daytona 500 this year. Talk a little bit about the different manufacturers and how that maybe plays into the car itself. I mean, is there a major difference between manufacturer involvement?
Yeah, the biggest difference from a manufacturer standpoint is the people. You all typically have the same type of sheet metal. You have
right.
The same nut and bolt bin to grab your parts and pieces from to build a race car, but what's different is the people. The people at Chevrolet have done an amazing job, past and present, and will do so in the future to give us the things that we need to be competitive. And that's evident with the number of manufacturers' championships they've gotten in the last 30 years. And just really proud to be a Chevrolet member and wear that bow tie, and like I said, the people within Chevrolet are the ones that make the difference.
Awesome, Ryan. We really appreciate you joining the show, and we wish you a safe and successful Daytona race on Sunday, and hopefully we'll see you in Winner's Circle.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me on.
All right. That was Ryan Newman, and they'll be competing in the Coke Zero 400 later tonight. Eric Amarola edges Justin Allgaier at Daytona after a NASCAR review. Eric Amarola was declared the winner of last night's race, in which NASCAR determined was the leader when the caution flag froze the field shortly before the finish line. It was technically the second win of his career, but he does not accept the first win because he was replaced midway through the race by Denny Hamlin, and Hamlin drove the car to winner's circle. He celebrated his latest victory since he won in the rain-shortened Sprint Cup race at the Daytona in 2014, taking the checkered flag, running alongside the Ford Mustang as he pushed it to victory lane. We're still efforting getting Ernie Urban on the show. If not, we got a whole lot more from you, including we are going to go live to Daytona later in the show and get an update on that. You've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
Ryan Newman, you are listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team.
If you've invested in the stock market, there's a chance your financial advisor is utilizing the buy and hold strategy, which some now call the buy and hope strategy. Maybe you've been told the market always comes back. Well, here at Oxford Wealth Advisors, we reject that philosophy. We offer active advice for the real world with a holistic approach to financial planning. Visit us online to learn how the team at Oxford Wealth Advisors can help. OxfordWealthNM.com. That's OxfordWealthNM.com.
Napa Auto Parts presents NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Know-How with Chase Elliott and Dale Earnhardt Jr.
In order to enter a Sprint Cup driver's meeting, all rookies must learn the secret handshake.
How does that go again?
Follow me. All right, you got it?
Yeah, but now everyone else knows it.
We're on radio, Chase. Radio. They can't see anything.
Tune in next time for more Napa Know-How with Chase and Dale Jr.
A kolache is the perfect breakfast on the go. Like the famous ranchero with delicious scrambled eggs, ham, salsa, and cheese, or the Philly cheesesteak rolled into their famous dough and baked to perfection. Get an extra kolache for later and you're set for dinner. They stay fresh. Mention ESPN and get a free coffee or espresso with your kolache.
Located at the northwest corner of Paseo del Norte in Wyoming. Order ahead, K-O-L-A-C-H-E, factorytogo.com. Kolache Factory, a history of good taste.
Houston Wholesale Cars has won Best Used Car Dealership from Albuquerque the Magazine the last 5 years for a reason. They offer the very best clean, quality cars at the lowest possible prices. Their motto is Shop Smart, Buy Smart. Houston Wholesale is able to buy in volume, which enables them to sell in volume with a lower profit margin due to lower overhead. Houston Wholesale Cars, Albuquerque the Magazine's Best of the City, 5 years running. Lomas near Washington. Visit HoustonWholesaleCars.com.
The Albuquerque Police Department is currently hiring for police cadets for their full academy and offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus and immediate hiring, which means you are employed as soon as you're accepted into the academy. APD has an ongoing process of hiring applicants that meet their qualifications, and they want to know if you are ready to take the next step. A career with APD is exciting and rewarding, offering great benefits and paid vacation. Apply online at apdonline.com, apdonline.com, or call 800-7-POLICE. That's 800-7-POLICE.
You can now save up to $5,391 off MSRP with our new upfront Smart Choice Employee Pricing Program. That's right. Buy like one of our employees now through the end of the month and save big on virtually every new Toyota model in stock. You can buy for the same price as what we pay and our employees pay. It's fast, it's friendly, fair, and fun to buy like an employee only at Larry H. Miller Toyota Albuquerque, Eubank at I-40, your Smart Choice dealer. See dealer for details.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Loose Customs, a division of J. Walton Automotive, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Driver's Den, Indian Motorcycle of Albuquerque, Bobby J's Yamaha, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team. Hey, we still got an opportunity on two tickets to the Firecracker Nationals. Just give us a call here at 994-1017, 994-1017. And we'll hook you up with two tickets to the Firecracker Nationals. It's a Saturday, Sunday, so even if you can't go today and you got a bunch of stuff but you want to go tomorrow, and then you got Monday off anyway, so you got extra time to recover. So give us a call, 994-1017, 994-1017, and we got those two tickets to Firecracker Nationals. Hey, on deck at 9 a.m., FM Sports Saturday, Fred Holberg and Marty Watts. 10 a.m., the New Mexico Golf Report. 11 a.m., the Henry T. Show. 1 p.m., the Caliber Sportsman Show. At 5 p.m., we're going to be carrying the Cubs versus the Mets. And 8 p.m., we're going to have the Rockies versus the Dodgers. Tomorrow, 2 p.m., Rockies versus Dodgers. 6 p.m., we're going to have the Marlins and Braves. If you're looking for cool stuff to do, you can always pick up a copy of the New Mexico Rods and Rides magazine and find out all the great things that are going on around New Mexico. It's New Mexico's only custom car builder magazine. With full monthly color features such as a business spotlight, reader fever, and a complete listing of all New Mexico car clubs. You can pick up a free copy at any Napa store in Albuquerque, Rio Rancho, Los Lunas, Belen, and down in Socorro. All kinds of cool contributing columns such as Showtime, Old Time Fun, and the monthly cover car. Find out why New Mexico Rods and Rides has been a local favorite for over 6 years. Let's go to the Unser Racing Museum event calendar, Coke Zero 400 tonight at 5:45 on NBC. IndyCar next Sunday, July 10th. You got the Iowa Corn 300, and that's at 3 p.m. on the NBC Sports Network. Formula One tomorrow. You got the Austrian Grand Prix. Got a little report coming up on that. July 7th through the 10th are Route 66 Nationals in Chicago, Illinois. Albuquerque Dragway, Firecracker Nationals. Gates open at 10 today and tomorrow. Going on both days. You got Jet Cars, Real Outlaw Door Slammers, Western Fuel Alters, and Funny Cars. Next weekend, you got the round number 2 of the Sandia Motocross Series out at Sandia MX at Moriarty. That's July 9th and 10th. Next Saturday, the 4th annual Hillbilly Hot Rod and Motorcycle Show is going on at Indian Motorcycle. You definitely want to check that out. If you missed any of the New Mexico Motorsports Report, you can always go and listen to us on podcast at nmmotorsportsreport.com. Of course, it's available here on demand at 1017theteam.com. Follow us on Facebook under the New Mexico Motorsports Report or on Twitter at MMReport. What's really cool about, if you got a really good website is people can get all of the information, and 80% of all consumers research a product online before buying. Does your company need a website? My ABQ website is here for you. Every second, there are 400,000 Google searches get found online. As a matter of fact, I had nmmotorsportsreport.com for 5 years. Just recently, a couple of months ago, decided I was going to get together with these guys, put together a website. I mean, it was under like $700. I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable. MyABQWebsite.com, local affordable website development. Check them out. Ron Capps won the Summit Racing Equipment NHRA Nationals on Sunday for his third Funny Car victory this season, and the last third victory in the last four events and fourth of the season. Capps beat Courtney Force in the final with a 3.956 second run at 317.49 in a Dodge Charger. He opened a 130-point lead over second-place Force in the season standings. Sean Langdon won in Top Fuel, Jason Lyne in Pro Stock, and Eddie Craig in Pro Stock Motorcycles. Langdon raced to his second consecutive victory, topping J.R. Todd with a 3.846 at 319.75. Lyne won for the seventh time this year, edging teammate Greg Anderson with a 6.678 at 208.42 in a Chevy Camaro. Craig topped Andrew Hines in a 6.926 at 194.72 in a Harley-Davidson for his third victory of the year. It's hard to talk drag racing without talking about Yearwood Performance. Since 1968, Yearwood Performance has been the gearhead haven. Yearwood Performance giving you the edge you need on the track and the street, knowledge of what to use and how to use it, fuel injection, ignition systems, gauges and accessories, Torco racing fuel ready to go in convenient, safe containers. Yearwood Performance, 9674 Eagle Rancher Road across from Costco on the west side or 341 Eubank on the east side. Buy local, save time and money, yearwoodperformance.com. And, you know, I've been thinking about, you know, if you want to build a car and you want to build a show car and stuff, you need to check out Loose Customs. For more than 30 years, J. Walton Automotive has been providing exceptional quality full-service auto repair and is now the home for Loose Customs. Show quality paint, complete custom builds and restoration, including creative fabrication and high-performance engineering, 9401 Central, just a mile north of either Wyoming or Eubank Gates from the Kirtland Air Force Base. You can check them out at jwaltonauto.com or follow them on Facebook at Luce, L-U-C-E, Customs. Of course, talking about the Albuquerque Dragway, I mean, there is a ton of stuff going on for the month of July. Right now, give us a call at 994-1017, 994-1017, you can win those two tickets to this weekend's race. Gates open at 10 o'clock. All kinds of things going on. But, of course, there's, you know, on Friday and Saturday nights, there's a Yearwood Performance Take It to the Track, including next Saturday, there's the New Mexico Mopar Challenge. You got a Mopar and you want to go check that out. Southwest Truck Fest is on Saturday the 16th. And then the National Dragster Challenge is going to be going on the 23rd. But mark your calendars right now for July 30th in the Streetcar Shootout. Streetcar Outlaws are going to be in town as well. It's going to be a really big show, but a lot of cool stuff going on. So if you want to check that out, you can go to abqdragway.com. We've got a whole lot more coming up, including we're actually going to go live to Daytona here in just a minute. And, of course, we're probably going to have to get Ernie Irvin on a show in the future. Looks like we're not going to be able to get that together, but we'll definitely keep working on that in the future. But you've been listening to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio, 101.7 The Team. Life in the fast lane, but at the speed of life and I can't slow down.
ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team with David Swope, the fastest radio host in the West.
At Four Rivers Equipment, it takes more than the work of one man to make a company last for 90 years. It takes customers that trust a brand like John Deere. It takes a parts and service team that go the extra mile. It takes a culture built on mutual support. 90 years of being your John Deere dealer depended on the partnership of many. Four Rivers Equipment on Candelaria, east of I-25, wants to thank you for being our working partner for over 90 years. FourRiversEquipment.com.
Whether you're a Lobo, Husky, or Bulldog, for over 40 years, Clark's Pet Emporium has been helping families care for their pets. Clark's reminds you that the temperature in your car may be as much as 20 degrees more than outside. 85 degrees outside could reach 102 to 120. Don't leave your pets in the car. Locally owned and operated with two convenient locations for all your pet needs. 11200 Manal Northeast or 4914 Lomas Northeast. Clark's Pet Emporium will be your pet's favorite weekly stop. ClarksPets.com.
Come out and enjoy all the Inn of the Mountain Gods Resort and Casino has to offer as we celebrate Independence Day 2016. The Star Spangled Celebration is free and begins at 3 p.m. with concessions, jumping balloons, live music, and the largest fireworks show in New Mexico.
Visit Cool Springs Trampoline Park at 4320 Yale Boulevard Northeast for any event, families, parties, teams, friends, exercise, and fun. Jump on in 7 days a week. Call 345-JUMP or go to coolsprings.com. Cool Springs with a Z.
For over 30 years, Prairie Star Restaurant and Wine Bar at Santa Ana Golf Club has been carefully crafting seasonal menus using the finest, freshest ingredients. Experience your next great meal perfectly paired with a bottle of wine in their comfortable adobe dining room. Indulge in a delicious dinner with half-priced bottles of wine on Tuesdays or happy hour every Tuesday through Thursday, 5 to 7:30. Spectacular views, sunsets, and exceptional cuisine, wine, and spirits await you at the Prairie Star Restaurant and Wine Bar. Call 867-3327 or prairiestarrestaurant.com for reservations.
Hey, business owners, want an inexpensive way to reach upscale customers in the Albuquerque Metro? Check out ABQ Free Press, the alternative newspaper that's shaking things up in the Duke City. ABQ Free Press's 60,000-plus readers have higher education and get out more than other newspaper readers. Their median age is in the sweet spot, and their online visitors are going through the roof. ABQ Free Press is offering deals to first-time advertisers, but act now. For details, call Abby at 345-4080 or email her, abby@freeabq.com.
Are you an experienced HVAC technician or installer? If so, Daniels Heating and Air Conditioning, your number one locally owned HVAC company, is looking for experienced, licensed, and motivated individuals to join the Daniels Heating and Air Conditioning team. That's right, Daniels is hiring. They offer an enormous amount of perks, great benefits, and incentives. If you are a team player and looking for a great career, please email your resume to info@danielshvacnm.com. That's info@danielshvacnm.com. Or drop by their office located on 2nd Street just north of Osuna.
The pit stop is now over. Let's return to the New Mexico Motorsports Report and get things revved up with your phone calls at 994-1017. That's 994-1017. Now, back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report, presented by Napa Auto Parts, Loose Customs, a division of J. Walton Automotive, Yearwood Performance, ABQ Dragway, Driver's Den, Indian Motorcycle of Albuquerque, Bobby J's Yamaha, the Unser Racing Museum, and the New Mexico Rods and Rides Magazine. Here is David.
All right, welcome back to the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.17. And we're gonna go now to Daytona and get a report with Stan Creekmore. How you doing this morning, Stan? Oh. Hey, Stan.
There's no clouds in the sky here right now. It's wonderful. So I'm doing fantastic here in Daytona.
Wow, that's great to hear. I know that the weather has been somewhat problematic. But, first I'd like to give you an opportunity to announce your new position with the racing experts. You want to make that announcement?
Oh, well, sure. You know, I've paid attention to Dominic Aragon and yourself and everyone that's involved with the racing experts for the last couple of years. And given an opportunity to make a switch, I talked to Dominic and I said, hey, I'd like to come on board and add a little bit of veteran.
Absolutely.
To what's going on there and such. And, he said, come on, you know, so hopefully starting this week, you'll see some veteran stuff that starts to show up, and we'll work to keep race fans even more informed in that respect. It's a big pleasure. It's a great, great pleasure.
Well, I was actually so excited to hear that because to me that's one of those things that we're missing is we've got a lot of enthusiasm and a lot of youth. And I need someone a little closer to my age, you know, working on this. But no, I mean, you bring such a tremendous background and a pure journalism, that it's very exciting to have you as a part of the team. So, there's a couple of things I actually kind of wanted to talk about today, but then right off the bat, mm-hmm. One of the best things was, I mean, Greg Biffle. And Ford with a really, really good showing with, you know, 7 in the top 14. Talk a little bit about qualifying and seeing Biff put it on the pole.
Well, you know, qualifying was interesting because the weather was going from good to bad to yeah. good to bad with every single car that went out there. And what the Ford team showed is they had all the best weather
right.
as qualifying was concerned, but they were fast in practice as well. And practice is really hard here because drivers don't want to show everything that their car can do, mainly because they don't want to get into a wreck in any way, shape, or form. And we had a couple that did that. But Biffle, I think, had shown how much effort Ford and has put into Roush Fenway Racing to bring them up to at least where everyone else is. Maybe not ahead of them very much, but at the same level. So now they're running as well as Penske. They're running as well as all the Chevrolet teams and the Toyota teams. And that's very, very critical to keep your drivers pumped up, knowing, hey, I'm not going out there and running for second. I'm going out there running for the win.
Well,
and that showed up in this qualifying, is that their cars and handling is still very critical.
Absolutely.
Here at Daytona, it's not a zero like Talladega. Showed that whatever research they've been doing is paying off big time, and that's important.
Well, and Biffle, I mean, was first to credit, you know, I mean, Doug Yates for building a great motor, and so there was immediately a recognition on his part that maybe that playing field was starting to level out. Pretty impressive to still see Carl Edwards and Kyle Busch in the top three there, considering, I mean, you know, Kyle Busch's crash and in practice and what the team was able to do. I mean, just how big was Kyle Busch's team to be able to take that car, a crash car, and build a new car, basically have him ready to qualify third for tonight's race?
Well, this is simply opinion on my behalf, okay? I don't think he was very happy with what he had in practice.
Ah.
And I think, you know, he said, you know what, I need to run over a piece of metal out there in the track, and I need to get rid of this car, because I think the other car is a lot better race car. I will say that the race teams come down here knowing that they can be in a wreck in that practice. And so the other car that they bring, the backup car that they bring, hopefully is as close as identical to their main car. And the only thing it lacks, sitting in the truck, is an engine. So it takes about an hour, hour and a quarter to get an engine put into a car, and then another 35 to 50 minutes to get it through the inspection process to make sure that it meets all of NASCAR's rules and such. So they come, they know what can happen down here. That every lap is a risk, and they come well prepared to do what they need to do. But I, you know, just my opinion.
Right.
Kyle Busch didn't like what he had, so he took care of it, so he didn't have to use it.
Awesome. Well, of course, we want your opinions. You know, we're not afraid of them at all. What I would like also is, what was the feeling in the media center this week with having Tony Stewart getting that victory last weekend? There probably had to be a little bit more excitement, a little more energy in the step. There's a couple of guys that was probably a chance, including AJ Allmendinger, that's really now going to be looking at Watkins Glen. But what, you know, what was going on, and what are your thoughts on Tony Stewart's victory at Sonoma last week?
Well, I think a lot of members of the media, and myself included, feel like Tony's finally liking what he's driving.
Right.
And he's finally willing to take the risk that he needs to take as a driver to guarantee the win. He's leading on the final lap there at Sonoma. He loses the lead to Denny Hamlin. He doesn't give up.
Well,
a year ago, he may have simply given up and said, I'll finish second.
Well, and my thoughts on that totally is he set Hamlin up, because he knew that actually if he was in a stronger position in second going into that final turn, and he actually, you know, he leaned on Denny. He used Denny's car to slow him down. Now, Denny, of course, it came out. I mean, I love Hamlin for actually saying, hey, that's on me. I didn't let him win. I just looked up because I knew he was coming. He was gonna bump and run me, which is exactly what Hamlin was setting him up, which why he didn't pass him like, you know, two or three laps earlier, even though he closed the gap. As I think that old crafty Stewart who used a dirt track move right there to put himself in second so that he could slingshot from that final turn. I think he knew exactly what he was doing, and it was great to see it, the enthusiasm and of course the shakeup in the chase. You know, now he's got to be in the top 30, and I think he's only like 9 points out anyway now, sitting in 17th. But he's got that victory, which was totally key. But I thought it was a real, I thought it was a real energy boost to the season that was just kind of in that dog days of summer, if you will. And boy, what a way to make things very interesting.
Well, you know, no one can say it any better than you just said it. It truthfully is. Tony is an extremely smart driver, so yes, he probably did know exactly what he wanted to do, and he obviously didn't become upset that he lost the lead, and, you know, all he had to do was get Hamlin just a little bit wide in that turn 11,
and the victory was definitely going to be his. And we all know that drivers at this level, victory is hard to get because all the drivers are closer in ability. And so to get that just causes your heart to pump, you know, a little stronger and your mind to think, okay, everything's good now. I can do this. We've got no problems here. So a major win for Tony. Does he have much of a chance today? He's got 1 in 40.
Yeah,
he's got a 1 in 40 chance.
Well, this is the track, you know, the Great Equalizer track, where that 1 in 40 is probably much better odds than it normally is. What I was kind of interested in is right now you've got Chase Elliott in 11th, and you got Dale Earnhardt Jr. in 12th that are sitting there on the same team. They both need a victory to just really kind of solidify their positions. Chase Elliott being a rookie, which is absolutely amazing if you consider that. Do you think that we'll see someone like, you know, a Chase Elliott or, of course, Dale Earnhardt Jr. is always a favorite, or even maybe Austin Dillon kind of punching that ticket in tonight's race?
I'm not sure about Austin Dillon because although he's shown comfort here at Daytona, I'm not sure that Grandpa, Richard Childress Racing, is giving them 100% of everything they need based on what everybody else has. I think that they're still a little bit behind the mark where they need to be. Now, as far as Chase Elliott's concerned, there is just something about Daytona he adores. Maybe as a kid when he was coming here all the time with his dad, just instilled upon him that this is the one place he always wants to win. And as you know, Dale Jr., the checker flag here has got his name all over it.
Right.
From that respect, he's an extremely smart restrictor plate driver, Dale Jr. is. And Chase Elliott is showing that same intelligence. So if they're there with 10 laps to go, somewhere in that top 10, I think they have a real good possibility of taking the checkered flag and taking the win. I think anyone from 5th to 10th has a better chance than those actually from 1st to 5th.
Absolutely,
because
absolutely.
All that front guy has to do is make a little mistake and boom, everybody's buying.
Exactly. Hey, Stan, appreciate the report from the track, and once again, congratulations on joining the team, the Racing Experts team and ESPN Radio Albuquerque.
Hey, listen, thank you very much, and I want everyone out there to know, in the next, hopefully the next day, they can sign on to racingexperts.com. And there's actually going to be a non-NASCAR story there. There's going to be a story about 22... Formula One drivers. Who signed a helmet. The only time it's ever occurred, and that helmet was sold for a little over $13,000 in American dollars.
Wow.
But it was done by a writer right here in the world of NASCAR.
Awesome, man. Well, Stan, thank you very much, and I look forward to working much closer with you this year.
Thank you. I look forward to you.
All right. That was Stan Creekmore, now the editor of the racingexperts.com, and he'll be helping us out. As a matter of fact, it was a perfect segue because Lewis Hamilton took the pole position at the Austrian Grand Prix in a thrilling wet-dry session that produced an unusual grid for Sunday's race. Nico Rosberg set the second fastest time on the track, and it's just an interesting grid setup because of some grid penalties. Force India's Nico Hülkenberg will start on the front row with Jenson Button third. Sebastian Vettel with a five-place grid will start fourth. So that is your start, and we'll talk to you next Saturday on the New Mexico Motorsports Report here on ESPN Radio 101.7 The Team.
This is Al Unser, four-time winner of the Indy 500. You've been listening to David Swope of the New Mexico Motorsport Report on ESPN Radio 101.7, The Team. You never take advice. Someday you'll pay the price. I know. I've seen it before. It happens all the time. You're
1017 KQTM Rio Rancho Albuquerque, your hometown radio station.